The way we shop and buy food continues to evolve and keeps changing for many people. This is Lisa Berry, and today we're focusing on food co-ops, the Ann Arbor People's Food Co-op, to be specific, for which there is a new book out about. And joining us on 89.1 WEMU is the author of that book, Patty Smith. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Lisa.
The book is A History of Ann Arbor's People's Food Co-op.
Yes.
What made you even want to write this in the first place?
Well, I love history. I say how I met you, actually, because you interviewed me for the history book I did a couple of years ago. And
it was on Ann Arbor.
It was on downtown Ann Arbor. And I'm a teacher. So like many teachers, I have like 47 part-time jobs. And one of them is working for the food co-op's board of directors. So the general manager knows me, and she had read the history book. And last summer, she asked me if I wanted to do a project. And in my day job, when you hear the word project, you never know. And so when she told me it was a book, I was just over the moon excited.
Awesome, yeah.
Because I was so thrilled to do this. So,
let's explain what a food co-op is for some people who may not even know.
Yeah, it's a really unique, cool business model. It lets people own shares of a business. What you can do if you want is become a member owner. In our case, it's a $60 one-time refundable fee. And when you're a member owner, it allows you, you get certain rights that you don't get at the big box stores or non-co-op stores. You can vote in our annual elections. If you really feel strongly about something, you can get a petition together. You can force a vote on a matter that really is important to you.
Like more radishes and less cookies?
Exactly. Oh, I would have to vote no on that. But yes, you absolutely. If you went into the co-op and you said, and in doing the research, I found out we had a lot of, I don't want to call them fights because we weren't like beating each other up, but there were
disagreements.
Debates. There you go. Thank you. Yes, debates. There was disagreements about sugar.
Right.
And they did a survey of people, co-op members, and they said, we don't want sugar. But then they said, do you want ice cream? And people said, yes. Do you want cookies? Yes. Do you want cupcakes? Yes. So it was really interesting. They didn't want the sugar, but they wanted the sugar products. But if you really felt strongly and you said, you know, I don't like the fact that there's sugar everywhere, you could get a petition. You could have people sign it. And it could be, if you got enough signatures, it would be on the ballot. And, you know, you can't do that at a big box store.
Are your costs for food lower as part of a co-op experience?
They can be. It depends. They have bulk purchases that definitely, I think, is lower. And for everyday stuff, it really depends. Some stuff, because of the nature of the smaller business, it is a little bit more. You have to think, the way I look at it, I look at it in the bigger picture. I'm fortunate. I'm blessed. I can afford to pay a little bit more to support a smaller business that I believe in, that I'm a part owner of.
I think when people hear food co-op, they think organic or more natural foods. And you can kind of get that everywhere these days. So how are they different?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's what a lot of people are asking. And it comes back, I think there's really three main things with our co-op. And that is that you can be a member owner, so you have a voice, which is a lot of people feel disenfranchised from just from life. And I'm super privileged, and I still feel that way. And so So I think because you have a voice, the fact that we were doing things back in the day that were radical are now very mainstream.
Right.
I think that's the second really big thing, is that they didn't have everyday pickup for, or every week pickup for recycling. So they would just, they jury-rigged this thing, and they cardboard went in the basement, and then the truck came, and they drove the truck, and they donated. And that's, that they were doing composting classes in the 80s. So, you know.
They were ahead of the time.
I grew up in the suburbs. No one talked about compost. And I think.
Heard you, Patty Smith.
And I think the third thing that's really, that I ask people is, you know, do you feel the, like the co-op, people have moved. Back when we had one on Packard, people moved to that location to be near the Packard Co-op. People were, when the Packard Co-op closed, they joined hands, formed a circle around that building, and had like a peace circle. And, you know, no offense, but if the big box store at like Ann Arbor Saline Road closed, I'd be sad they lost their jobs. But I wouldn't feel the same way. And that's what I ask people is, do you feel the same way about the co-op as you do about big box? And I think for myself, there's just that feeling of ownership, a feeling of community, that it's this venerable Ann Arbor institution that has been there for 45 years. It's just you walk in and it's just, to me anyway, it's a feeling of community that I don't get at big stores.
You get an emotional connection.
I do, personally, yes.
Yeah, we're talking to Patty Smith. She has a new book out, A History of Ann Arbor's People's Food Co-op. So tell us a little bit about the history.
It started literally on a street in January of 1971. Some folks had been buying in bulk and splitting the food, and it was cheaper. And they decided to literally take that to the people. And they put a table in front of a store on State Street. It was called Little Things. And they started selling stuff. And Little Things was kind of like, yeah, no, you really can't really be doing that. So they ended up in the basement of beneath Pizza Bob's. They ended up getting their own place. And we've kind of evolved. And we started in a house on Packard that sadly is no more. But we started as this volunteer collective selling like six things, like oats, peanut butter, organic grape juice, flour, honey, a couple other things, in a store where you would check yourself out. And it was on your honor. Everything was on your honor. No membership requirements. And we've evolved into this institution that has been there for 45 years, but still, even though now we have memberships and we have paid staff and we have general manager model, it still has those same ideas of ownership to the people. And that's what really impressed me doing this book.
I'm looking at the book, A History of Ann Arbor's People's Food Co-op. Lots of pictures in here.
Oh, there were boxes and boxes and boxes of pictures. And it was
from members?
Yeah, actually, it was really cool. It was from everybody. It was from people who worked there. It was from members. And then, thank goodness, they got them printed. They left them at the co-op. And my friend Kevin Sharp, who I have to give accolades to, he was one of the folks that saved the pictures in boxes. And so I spent a couple months last summer going through probably well over 1,000 pictures from over 40 years.
How busy is the Ann Arbor People's Food Co-op these days?
It's doing pretty well. It's we have more members than ever before. We have a little over 8,000 members, and it's doing good. It's doing well. We would love, and this is the thing I want to say, you do not have to be a member to shop there. That is a question that comes up all the time. Anyone can shop there. If you have never been there, go in there.
What's the first thing you notice when you walk in the door? Patty brought absolute bribes for me. This is what I would notice. Cookies.
That's why Lisa's my friend. when you walk in, it's really cool. There's Cafe Verde with treats that are baked in the in-house bakery. Keegan Rogers is the head baker. And by the register are those little bags of cookies that you can buy.
To try them.
And they are wonderful.
And they're organic and good for you,
yes.
Right? Absolutely.
Yes, they are. Of course.
Patty's going to be out in the community this week. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. On Thursday at 7 o'clock, I'll be at our downtown library. And I do need to thank the library. They've been so supportive of this. I'm going to do a little talk about this. But I think more importantly, Keegan Rogers, our head baker, will be there with snacks, and he'll be doing a pie dough demonstration. So that is probably going to be far more interesting than anything I have to say, but I'll be there too. So
it's A History of Ann Arbor's People's Food Co-op. We've been talking to author Patty Smith. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.